Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how much do you believe in yourself? How are you to yourself? Of course, you're not self-critical, right? Especially when you've had all this time to think lately. So we're going to look at what we might think is wrong with us based on our cards, which you're familiar with because we've done so many radio shows about our cards, the 52 card deck, source cards. And again, to help us know the answers to this question is our wonderful expert on cards, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. I feel like I'm going to pull up a chair in your house soon and just going to sit next to each other and just start filming all the radio shows together.
That's great.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And so what's wrong with us? I don't know anybody who's not self-critical in some way. And maybe some people are much more egregious about it. But there are so many ways that we have been struggling in our worlds lately, probably more than ever. But certainly growing up, it's very hard to face the limitations that we see in ourselves and how we compare ourselves to others and how people treat us. There's so many ways that we struggle. So I thought you might know some cards or suits that we could look at and understand what role they're playing in our self-criticism. So.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great question, Peter. It's very interesting that we are, I was just thinking about it as you said it, that I also don't know anyone who isn't self-critical. And yet we are self-critical in different ways. And as you point out, we have this wonderful ancient knowledge of the 52 cards, the sacred geometry of life hidden in plain sight. And now that it's come back to consciousness, we have this toolkit available to us to be able to recognize these fundamental patterns of our being based on our birthday, that we have 13 cards in our life path. And so we have a whole blueprint. And yes, based on what our cards to play are, we would be critical of ourselves in specific ways. Just like we have specific opportunities, we're also challenged in very specific ways.
Right. So, whatever card we're playing, there is a challenge to us and of how we're seen or how we think we're seen by others or how people actually do respond to us in ways that would make us unhappy. So which suit would you like to start with?
Well, so there are four suits in the deck, and the suit of hearts is emotions, obviously enough. Clubs is mental energy. It's a flower. It's the flower that grows on the soil of the heart. Diamonds represent the physical layers of life, and spades, consciousness, what we believe and what we do. So depending on which suit is our primary suit that we're born into, that would give us an indication of the ways that we would be primarily self-critical. So if we're born into the suit of hearts, then we're going to be critical of ourselves and our emotions and our feelings, and probably will be afraid of being liked or not liked by other people. How do other people feel about me? This would be the way that we would be critical of ourselves. Do people like me? Do they not like me? And then that might block us in our life from taking action and being authentic.
And you know, some cards might be more accusatory of others, and other cards perhaps more self-reflective.
It could be. That's an interesting observation. I haven't thought enough about that. I suspect that we all can be accusatory and self critical in certain ways. But I think you might be right. There might be some more patterns, more prevalence in certain cards to be aggressive against other people, whereas other cards have a tendency to be more inner, like innerly critical, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm a four of clubs, and I want to make sure I'm right about things or I'm smart. And all my life, I've, not so much recently, but certainly earlier life, had so many people question me about how smart I was. And I think I got over that after I was maybe 50 years old. I think people gave me more credit. But before that, I had almost none, and I always had to prove myself, and it was not easy going. So yet I wasn't arrogant about it at all. I was just, I believed in myself, but I just didn't understand why people couldn't believe in me.
Well, and what you're saying is the next suit, which is the suit of clubs, and that inner criticism that you would face of, I'm not smart enough, I don't know enough, I don't have enough knowledge, and am I smart enough, do I know enough? And then what you're describing, the ways that that might be reflected back to you in the way that other people would treat you as if you don't know enough, or as if you're not smart enough.
But I believed in myself. I just didn't understand why there were so many people who were so shocked when I'd open my mouth and they say, oh my gosh, you know something.
Well, to bring it back to the suit of hearts for a moment, I feel like I like myself. I feel like I'm pretty happy with myself. But then when I express myself, I've had a lot of experiences of pushback where people don't seem to like me very much. And so that leads me into, on my spiritual path, an inner reflection of, what am I putting out that I'm getting this mirrored back to me? And it must be because I don't like myself in certain ways. That's
maybe, I don't know, because I didn't know how I was instigating people's the way they treated me. Even when I was younger, I was told not to go to college. You know, I was really, really insulted in many ways that I didn't understand. And I figured, well, maybe I am stupid if they're all behaving this way. But
right, that's the, you know, this is what you're putting your finger on, is this inner criticism that we have, and I believe it's mirrored in the external criticism, that they are a mirror for each other.
Yes. And so if we're hearts, for instance, like you're a nine of hearts, there are people who struggle. I would say the three of hearts is a big struggling card, because it seems to not be grounded or foundational enough in its feelings.
Well, the three of hearts, they can be very self-critical about, I don't know the way, I'm confused, I'm anxious, my heart's torn in two, don't know what I'm doing. And then that can be the pushback that they get from people. You don't know what you're doing, you're making me feel anxious, I don't like it. You know, that mirroring can happen.
Right. But sometimes it's instigated by the person who has that card rather than just being reflective of what's around them. So that there's not really.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's, you know.
So we have a little bit of instability on our internet connection, just so.
Yeah, we do a little bit. But that's a very interesting question you're asking. I do believe that there is a mirroring of the inner and the outer. And yet, of course, well, I think that's a deeper question. That might be for another show of what exactly is the mirroring of inner and outer. Let's get back to the four suits.
Sure.
And let's say that if you're born into the suit of diamonds as your primary patterning, one of the diamond cards, the self-criticism could be, am I really worthy? And do I have enough money? A lot of times diamonds judge themselves by how much money they have in the bank.
Maybe a lot of the materialism in the world is fostered by people who are born to diamond cards.
I would agree with that.
It's interesting. I wonder if we did a survey and looked at, you know, the people who struggle most with their self-worth materially, need to, you know, buy expensive things and appear powerful right. in the world through what they own. Right.
They need to have the nice watch on, they have the nice clothes, have a good body that they've worked out at the gym, have a tan, you know, that their physical appearance, they can be very critical of themselves and judge themselves if they don't have the nice things of life, or if they don't look good and they don't have certain status. That might be how they would judge themselves and be very critical of themselves.
And what's interesting is how we look at others critically and question them and maybe even make them insecure about themselves.
Yeah.
Because if we're not a diamond, I don't have diamonds barely at all in my hand of cards. I look at people and I go, why do you need to do that? You know, not that I don't like to have nice things, but my self-worth isn't really based on that.
Right, because for you, your self-worth would be based on your knowledge.
Yes, almost entirely.
Yeah.
And that's why I do radio shows and teach classes, because it reinforces the fact that I know something.
And where I struggle playing the Nine of Hearts is when my self-worth gets attached to whether or not people like me. You know, that becomes a real struggle for me. So that's something I'm aware of, that who I am is not based on how people feel about me.
Right. Like I'm thinking of someone who's a Queen of Hearts and he suffers from FOMO.
Oh, fear of missing out.
Yeah. And so it's a hard card. And so I guess people with hard cards need to feel that they're getting enough heart in their lives and they don't want to miss out on opportunities where they can share with others.
Well, I would bet too that it's connected to, if I'm not present or if I'm not there, then these people aren't going to feel good about me.
Yeah, they might forget about me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So these hard cards, what if you're an ace of hearts?
Well, the ace, it's about being number one, being the best. And so that would be the self-criticism is, am I the best? Am I the best person, the best lover, the best, the most ambitious, the most successful at what I'm passionate about? And that can be a very tall order for any ace in any suit. They're very hard on themselves if they don't think that they're the best.
Right. Or at least succeeding.
The best in what they want to succeed at.
Right.
Maybe they have small ambitions. They just want to be the best stay-at-home gardener. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big ego thing.
It doesn't have to be. But whatever they do, they need to be able to say, oh, I've mastered this. I've aced it.
That's what I like, that I've aced it, that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've aced this test.
Yeah, that's
fine. The challenge is, you know, while you're taking the test, so to speak, while you're living your life, you haven't yet aced it. So then they get really stuck in, am I ever going to be successful?
Right. So what about the two?
Well, let's go to the spades. Let's finish out the suits.
Sure.
Or come back. So if you're born into the suit of spades, and that's your personality card, the Jack of Spades, spades are about what we believe and what we do. And it's the spade is the symbol of the pineal gland. It's our consciousness and it's our faith, our imagination. and whatever we believe is what we do. So for spades, the judgment and self-criticism can be, am I doing enough? Right? Or how are my beliefs? Are my beliefs in alignment? Am I believing what is the right thing to believe? So there's a double aspect for spades, the believing and the doing.
You know, I think that really influences me. I'm a Jack of Spades, my personality card, and I'm always striving to find new beliefs in life and reality and consciousness, exploring consciousness in new ways that I can hold it stronger and feel more comfortable with it.
So then the criticism again might be, oh, have I done enough? Have I developed my consciousness enough?
Yeah, I just thought of something. Like, I'm not a religious practitioner. I'm not a ritual person. So people will say, do you meditate enough? Are you, you know, do you use crystals enough? What, you know, all these things that represent spirituality to people. And they'll look at me and say, well, if you're not doing those things, how spiritual can you be? Or how, you know, how can you be on this path? And it's like, no, I'm not that way. I'm exploring, always seeking new answers, not just, you know, sitting with my crystals and, you know.
Yes. Well, that's right. Yeah, so these are some basic ways based on the four suits that we can be critical of ourselves, or we can block ourselves with these fears that would limit us in life. And so it's an interesting lens that we have to look at ourselves based on what might hold us back.
Right. And fives are an incredible card to look at because fives never have enough.
Can be always dissatisfied, yes.
Yeah, that's the trouble with the five. Five of hearts are people that don't always quite feel loved enough and need more. My challenge card is a five of clubs, so I'm always seeking more knowledge.
Yeah.
And so we've looked at it quite a number of numbers. Sixes are very, they're more, I think of sixes as more aggressive.
They can be, for sure. With that, the end, the double line, like I'm coming right at you. And a lot of lawyers are born to play the six energy. They will argue you into the ground.
Yeah. And what about the six of hearts?
Well, they can be very controlling of the people in their life. And want everything just so according to their expectations. And so their self-criticism can be that, you know, things aren't aligned enough. I haven't put things in order enough. The people right. in my life aren't aligned.
Because it's a karma card. So you think if you're not correct about it, you won't have good karma.
So it bites you in the butt. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're driven to be as correct as possible about, you know, your heart or the hearts of others, you know, yep. are they being the rightful hearts? And if not, you'll reject them.
Well, and as you're saying, it's based out of a fear that I need to make this right so that I avoid any karma against me.
Yeah, that might not be conscious so much as
sure.
an innate energy that's at play.
Sure.
What about sevens?
Well, the seven, now to your earlier point about the difference in outer aggression or inner aggression, the sevens might be more inwardly judgmental than others, or maybe not, because sevens can be judgmental and critical of others too. But that seven energy flip-flops, and it's the only visually, and it's depicted visually on the cards, it's the only energy that's innately imbalanced. And so it flip-flops and pivots a lot.
So the struggle is to use it as beneficially as possible
right.
on the upside.
Well, and to use it for a positive adjustment, positive flips, to be able to help others to make adjustments or to make inner adjustments as necessary. So
there might be a lot of judgment, criticism, self-criticism, and of others about whether you're on the up or on the down side.
Definitely. And what happens for sevens is they actually get critical of themselves that they are so self-critical.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it gets worse. So it's a hard card, but it also is a magical card and can be wonderful when it's played up. So let's...
Well, I think that's true for all of them. I tend to take that opinion of all the cards, that there isn't any card that's harder or easier than any other card to play. It's what our soul has chosen. It's the path that we're here to play.
Right. And of course, the eights want to be the master, want to feel like they have it figured out. And so they're critical if they don't have things figured out enough.
Hmm. So, yeah, they want to be able to be in control and, as you say, have it all figured out, have it all together. And that would be a self-criticism. I don't have it all together.
My ducks aren't in order.
Yeah.
Wow. And nines, we talked about you as a nine.
Yeah, the nines. Well, tell me what you think. I'm very close to the nine energy.
Am I getting all that I want? What am I missing? What am I lacking? You know, I always think of the picture you make of climbing the steps to the top of the ladder. Mm-hmm. And are there enough rungs for us to get to the top? Can we get there? Can we really have what we need and want in our lives for fulfillment?
So the criticism of ourselves is we haven't climbed up high enough, or
we're lacking. There's not enough. We're not good enough. We don't have enough. We're not loved enough.
We're lacking what we need somehow.
Yeah, something missing. And then the tens are, I don't know, that's a complicated card, because it's the princess card, and it's always in demand. And maybe the question is, am I fulfilling people enough? Am I satisfying needs? Am I giving people what they expect of me?
Yeah, that's true. The tens are often doubting themselves and overextending themselves as a result. Like, I need to give more. I need to please people more. And have I done that? Have I made sure everybody's feeling okay? Have I provided for everybody?
Right. And a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. A lot of self-pressure.
Yeah. And self-doubt, because you can't fulfill everybody.
No, exactly.
Right. Wow. And then the jacks we've talked about, we explore, are we generating enough?
You generate new forms. You're the generators.
Right. And so are we true to ourselves of being the generator?
Yeah. Have I really given my best? Have I really generated what I could do? Have I expressed myself?
Yeah. And then the queens are the nurturers. And have they nurtured enough? Are they appreciated enough? Have they done enough in for others?
Well, and they're perfectionistic too.
Yeah, they want to be.
They want to make everything perfect.
Yeah, and they're good at it too. They're very smart and intuitive. And then of course the kings are mastery, and it's like, do I have the authority I need? Am I lacking power? Where am I not given the proper role that I need in life to fulfill what I'm here for?
Well, there's a question of, yes, do I have the authority? Can I be the leader? Can I really step up? And can I put on the crown and take the lead here? And they may find themselves lacking in their own inner assessment.
Or think they are, but yes. But they are here to lead. They are here to be the authority.
That's what I often find with people born to play a king card, is they don't believe they can do it, or they're afraid that it's going to be too difficult, too much responsibility.
Yeah, but often they're put in positions innately.
Yes.
Of power. Yeah. So we're getting near the end of the show, and people probably wonder how they're going to find out about their own cards so they can listen to the show again and go over what we've said about them. So you have a website called lifeelevated.life, and people
yes.
go there and put in their birth dates, etc., and find out their cards.
Yes.
Good.
And then I also wrote a book called Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth.
Right. It's a wonderful book. I refer to it all the time, and I send people to it all the time. So play your cards right. And we're trying to help people do that in this show.
Sure.
So that's great. And you have classes and all kinds of ways that you send so much of this incredible knowledge out to people. I get your daily emails and recordings for the cards of each day.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day there's a new card that
yeah.
we want to understand.
Yeah.
So that's great. So this has been wonderful talking with you.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm so glad that we could look at cards in this way. Really appreciate it. So, Alexander, thanks again for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.